to you, and they had to crack open somebody's chest. And so from about 10 feet, I watched this doctor massaging this man's heart. And I saw the heart, and it's about this big, really. You know? I was amazed and astonished at how powerful this heart was, at just the size that it was. And I talked about how wonderful and powerful and big Jesus Christ's heart must have been to take on all that he did in the terms of the love and the suffering and the pain that he took on for us. And I would say to you today that Mary's heart must have been huge also, because she took on herself the motherhood of our church. The ability and willingness and openness to have each of us come to her and say, Mother Mary, I need your help. Mother Mary, I love you and I need your protection. And she has accepted that all into her heart for us. And so the heart that we celebrate today must have been an incredible heart. And so we celebrate that, the wonderment and the willingness of Mary, who was so much like you and I. She was fully human. And so she took on this request by her son to be the mother of his people. Not a small task. I would suggest to you that our mothers that, you know, handling three or four kids is a full-time job. Can you imagine handling the requests of 3 billion people? It would wear me out just even to consider it. So we celebrate that today. We celebrate the wonderment and the honesty and the joy that Mary must have felt to say to her son, yes, I will do that. And then opening up her heart to accept all of that, all of the love and all of the challenges. Things that we're called to do in our own world today as well, as mothers and as children, as parents, just as people of God, we are called to be open to those things. And then we're celebrating First Communion, the first time that some of us will be able to receive the body of Jesus Christ into our bodies. You know, your little body's going to say, well, wait, this is just some, yeah, this is okay kind of bread. I wish it had peanut butter on it, but it doesn't. But it's the presence of Jesus Christ. That's what we believe. And so Jesus Christ is going to be in your heart. And that's what we want. That's where we want him. So I'm glad that you're joining us today. I'm glad that I'm able to do that, to celebrate that with you. And we also have another sacrament that we're celebrating, the sacrament of confirmation. The idea that this young man is going to open his heart to the presence of the Holy Spirit in a different way, in the sacrament of confirmation. We have all, if we've been baptized, been given the oil, the chrism oil that's been blessed on the vigil or at the chrism mass. But it's holy oil, and it represents the presence of the Holy Spirit. And all of us have been that already. But in the sacrament of confirmation, we are re-anointed. Anointed with this idea that we are special, that we have to open our hearts and our minds and our bodies to the presence of the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can drive us, enrich us, energize us to be the people that we are called to be. So that's why we're here today, to celebrate all those things. And it's a wonderful day to celebrate. It's wonderful to be able to do it within the context of the community of faith that we are. It's not the community that we may have envisioned when we started this journey, but it is nonetheless a community of faith. And so I'm glad to be able to do that. I'm glad you're all here to celebrate with us. And so I assume that after we leave, that there will be parties, is that right? Will people have parties at their house afterwards, yes? So she's going, but mom's going, yeah. So let's quit stalling, Father, and get to it, shall we?